there. You're listening to Everyday Happiness with Katie Jeffcoat. But today, I'm Seely Colley and I'm taking over. So Katie asked me, were there any episodes of Everyday Happiness that inspired me? And quite honestly, many did. But recently, one from October 25th, which was number 511, and the title was Strangers on a Train. And she spoke about how there were three categories, people who didn't connect, people who just did what they would normally do, and people who had to make a connection with somebody on the train. And afterward, the scientist interviewed them all, and the people who made the connection reported a much more positive experience during their commute. And this made me think about a situation that I was in when I moved back to America in 2000. I went to a doctor's appointment in 2001, a pediatrician's appointment. And in the waiting room, I met a guy and he's, you know, how old's your kid? How old's my kid? What? And we struck up a conversation and we had just moved back to America. I didn't know anybody. And I told him that. And he said, oh, he said, let me connect you with my wife. She's starting a mom's club group here in Arlington. They're meeting next month. And so he gave me his phone number and I called and I went to the very first meeting. And that meeting of that mom's club group was the nucleus of what then became MONA, Mothers of North Arlington, which now 20 years later is a philanthropist group of parents in my community that I helped found that has 2,700 members. But more importantly, that simple conversation, because I made a connection with a stranger, created this enormous community service project and group of people who it's formed so much happiness on so many levels. And it's also how I met Katie. So I am so thankful for that experience of my own and how I was able to meet Katie through that one conversation, that connection with strangers. So I will see you tomorrow for another episode. I'm here all week.